folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is Mike.
And this is Stephanie.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening. And if you hear a little bit of frustration in our voices, it's because, well, we just experienced the great computer crash of 2010, right?
we were like a second away from finishing an episode now. Maybe a minute away from finishing an episode, and the power flickered and we lost it all.
It happens in the world of podcasting, right? So, yeah. I said it was a crash, but I guess it wasn't actually a crash because it wasn't your computer. It was the power source.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, though, we're back and we're
trying it again.
Try again. If at first you don't succeed. And this time we have a backup recorder. So if anything F's up, then we'll have it.
Lower quality we'll backup. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, Mike, where can people go if they want to visit our website? You may be hearing us on the Liberty Radio Network, right?
Yep, you can find everything about us on our website, which is porktherapy.com, porktherapy.com.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the pork stands for porcupine, right?
Yep, which has to do with, it's what we call ourselves as liberty activists here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. And we already told you how to visit our website, but if you would like to ask us a question, your own relationship questions, you should email us at, where can they email us, Mike?
Questions@porktherapy.com.
And our phone number is 419-PT-LOVE-4 if you'd like to record a question.
Yeah, you can call us and just record your question, and we'd love it if you did, and we'll play it on the next episode.
Yes, we do enjoy getting multiple different voices on our show. It's poly-podcasting, right?
Poly-voicual contest.
Yeah, and that gives a clue about what we're probably about to talk about tonight. But
nice segue.
We like to say that we have a peanut gallery every time we have an audience. You know, we do most of the talking on the show, but sometimes we have guests and sometimes we have the peanut gallery, who is free to chime in or not, depending on their whims and wishes. And tonight we have a wonderful...
Single peanut. A U-nut.
A U-nut, exactly. Right, that's what Mike calls it when there's one peanut in the shell,
yep.
And usually there's two. And what is it called when there are three?
A three-nut.
Of course. That's the only logical conclusion. So, Peanut, would you like to read the question? This Peanut has a wonderful radio voice, by the way.
He's pretty hot looking, too.
Yes, he is.
Dear Pork Therapy, although I live in the soft socialist gulag of Sweden, I have been fortunate enough to be introduced to libertarian ideas, and through the Free State Project, I stumbled upon your show.
Yay!
I have been listening for a few days now, and I quite enjoy both the format and the content. I do, however, have a problem/topic that may be interesting for you to have on the show, and where an answer may really help me. A couple of months ago, my girlfriend suggested that we should try a polyamorous relationship with another woman. I was at first apprehensive, but I figured that I had the capacity for polyamory, and that there would be certain advantages in such a relationship. We found an appropriate woman, and both my girlfriend and I quickly became close friends with her. But it also quickly became apparent the other woman was neither sexually nor romantically interested in my girlfriend. However, because this new girl was such a great person, we continued to meet her. The problem is that I now get a strong vibe that the new girl is romantically interested in me, and I am becoming increasingly interested in her to the point that I would say that I am in love. However, I also love my girlfriend very deeply. We have been together for 4 years now, the sex is great, the communication is great, and I have never been as happy as I have been being with her. Nevertheless, I cannot get rid of the idea that I could be even happier with the new girl. One thing my slightly insane, in-love mind keeps focusing on is that the new girl is an intellectual, which is something I have always somewhat missed in my girlfriend. This is the first thing in my relationships with my girlfriend where I did not wish to talk openly about my feelings. How do I resolve this, and is there any specific methodology that you can propose?
Thank you, good sir.
Thank you, Peanut. Very well nice read. Reading. I think we may have to employ this Peanut to read more often. It saves us a lot of work, Mike. Right?
First
we
voice
have to
over
save
peanut
our
in
voices
history.
For the important blathering, right?
The important blathering.
Yes, it's different than the unimportant. Okay, so the first thing I think that we should probably try to do before we even get into answering this question is there are three people in this question, right?
Yep.
Why don't we assign some names to them, just so it's easier to talk about them?
Okay.
What do you think? Mike has a systematic way of naming people in questions.
A, B, C. So, Bob is our question asker.
Okay.
And Alice
Wait, shouldn't he be Adam?
Okay, then let's do it that way. Now that we've already confused the issue by clarifying the issue, Adam is our question asker.
Sorry, Mike.
And Bridget is his girlfriend.
Okay.
And Candy... is the the woman that they
Candy
the third woman
is a stripper.
Oh, sorry, the second woman, the third person in the question.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm sorry, not everybody named Candy is a stripper. I don't know why. That was pretty mean. No, just forget I said that. Okay. We don't edit, but I'm gonna edit.
Do a mental edit.
Brains, yeah. Anyway, okay. So we've got just so I know, Adam, Bridget, and Candy.
Right.
Okay.
Adam and Bridget are girlfriends, and they found Candy.
When I find Candy, I want to brush my teeth afterwards. It's kind of...
And when I come to a chasm, I want to bridge it.
Oh, funny. You're always Adam with those puns.
Alrighty.
We should have chosen names that we couldn't pun out of. Really.
Impossible.
Why did we do that? Anyway, okay, so there's Adam and Bridget, and they're dating, and then they find this other woman, Candy.
Right.
Okay, so another thing that our listeners might be wondering about is Adam, the question asker, talks about polyamory in his question. So Mike has a term that we like to use more than polyamory, in fact. And I guess I'll let Mike explain it. But first of all, what's polyamory, Mike?
Okay, well, polyamory means many loves or multiple loves.
Right,
so it
the
means
Latin roots of the word, right?
Right. So it means relationships involving more than one love, right? So non-monogamy.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's another way to.
So I came up with the term volyamory, which means voluntary loves, and so that means to me that any configuration of people. In loving, consensual, voluntary relationships.
Adults, right? Humans,
adults. So it would have to be, it wouldn't have to be. It could be any configuration. It could be a man and a woman. So a monogamous relationship is volley.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or it could be a man and two women. Or it could be five people who all know each other and want to love and have sex with each other. Or it could be some kind of triangle where two people love and, you know, whatever.
Two are just friends. Or
whatever is voluntary amongst all the people.
Yeah, and Mike, I really like your term because it highlights the most important thing in really any relationship, which is consent, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to be in any kind of relationship with someone, I guess you can't consent to being someone's family member or whatever, but
which
you
is
can
why,
consent to continue
which is
to
why
talk
family
to them.
Members is not important to me because I didn't, you know, not as such.
Well, you can consent to not have a relationship with them, right? You can choose
right.
not to have a
right. But I've okay, already got us on a tangent.
Yeah. But I like the term volyamory because one, I think it's cute, and two, I think it describes really well like what's important in romantic relationships.
Thank you.
Yes. Very good, Mike.
I get a gold star.
You do get a gold star. Okay. So with that in mind, now that we've named the people in the question and talked about volyamory, Mike's favorite term. So what should this person do? What should Adam do? So he says that it was originally his girlfriend, Bridget, longtime girlfriend, who suggested that they get into this arrangement where they're finding another woman. And I guess Bridget wanted both her and Adam to have a relationship
with
another
woman. Yeah.
But, you know, in life, things don't always work out as you planned or as you wanted. And they ended up meeting this great girl and, you know, Bridget became friends with the girl, Candy, but Adam and Candy kind of want to be more than friends, sounds like.
It does, but I got this slight nuance this time I read his question.
Mm-hmm.
They met and chose Candy because they wanted to find a third for their love triangle or whatever they're calling it, and it didn't work out. Candy was not sexually or romantically interested in Bridget.
Okay. Right, so what they initially wanted
didn't work, but they decided to continue to be friends with her.
Mm-hmm.
So then, apparently, according to his wording, then Adam decided he started liking her and she started liking him.
Mm-hmm.
Or loving, right?
Right.
So it's not like he had ulterior motives or was stringing anyone along. It's like it developed.
Yes, it happened naturally.
Okay.
Right. So, he asks in his question, like, what should I do about this situation? How would I resolve this? Is there any methodology that you can propose? And I think, I don't know if Mike agrees with me, but the one thing that I would propose is communicate.
Yep.
Right? Like, I think Adam needs to find out and have a real frank and honest conversation. Not to bring in Frank, because that's the fourth person. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, that was terrible. I need somebody to stop me.
So,
we don't advocate violence as a solution to any problems, by the way, despite the slapping noises that Mike might make on the podcast.
Who says Stephanie doesn't like it? actually, before, in my opinion, before communication, you should, each of you, but I'm talking to Adam here, you should decide what you want.
Yeah,
if you're not sure
point.
If you want two girlfriends or which one girlfriend, if you only want one, you must decide that before you can act.
Yeah.
Okay, so decide what you want. Then
right, because, well, it seems like it's kind of obvious what he wants from his, like, if it were just him, right? He
yes.
would want to be with
both.
Yeah, he would want to be with both. Right?
It sounds like he loves his girlfriend and loves
Candy
for different reasons mm-hmm. and wants to have them both.
Right.
In his life, right.
But then there's the added complexity of him also wanting to consider Bridget, his girlfriend's feelings, and, you know, still maintain a relationship with her and not hurt her feelings.
Right.
So, I mean, the only way to find out how they can resolve that situation and come to an agreement, maybe it's that they never see Candy again, they stop seeing her, they just can't handle it. Maybe it's that they allow Adam to continue to develop his relationship with Candy. Maybe it's that they ditch Candy and find somebody, or maybe stay friends with Candy and not do anything romantic or loving with her.
Maybe it's that the three of them, you know, stay as they are and they allow Bridget to go seeking another woman.
Sure,
or
yeah.
all three of them seek another woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But the only way that they can find out is if everybody kind of comes to the table with something in mind that they want,
right.
and then they communicate about how to get the most of what everybody wants. Right.
Right. So Adam could bring them both together because they're all friends at least.
Right.
And say something to the effect of what's happened is we met you, Candy, because we wanted
to
polyamorous
someone
right?
as a couple.
Right.
Yeah.
And as it turns out, you're not interested in Bridget, but you like me and I like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to hurt you, Bridget, but that's just how it's evolved. And what I want is to have both of you in my life. What do you want? And what do you want, Candy?
Mm-hmm.
And where can we go from here?
Right. Yeah, I think that's good. And, I mean, the only one thing I would add is that Adam doesn't necessarily have to talk to both Candy and Bridget at the same time. It might be beneficial to talk to them alone because maybe they feel more comfortable just talking one-on-one with him or something like that.
Yeah, that could be.
Either way, I mean, but the point is to actually talk about that openly and honestly. And something that Adam says in his question, which is... At the end of his question, he says, this is the first time in my relationship with my girlfriend where I did not wish to talk openly about my feelings. I think that's kind of a telling statement right there, because why would Adam be afraid to talk to Bridget, his longtime girlfriend of 4 years, which he has great communication with, about his feelings, right? I think he would only be afraid to talk about his feelings if he were worried that it would hurt Bridget. Right?
Well, that's what it seems like in this situation, but maybe another reason might be because he's so embarrassed about something, but that doesn't seem to fit this scenario.
Sure, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it seems like he's concerned about hurting Bridget because he now also loves mm-hmm. Candy.
Right. And so, I mean, it kind of depends on, it largely depends on Bridget's attitude, whether she's okay with this going on between Adam and Candy.
Now,
and whether Adam
like...
values Bridget's opinion enough to stay with her and please her, right?
Right. And it seems like Bridget would be open to this because according to the wording of the question,
mm-hmm.
Bridget suggested a polyamorous relationship.
Right.
Not, I want a woman and you're going to have to live with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be poly.
Right. So that's a two-way street.
Yes.
If she can be with someone else, another woman, then it should follow... that if she's not going to have a double standard, that it's also okay for Adam to be with someone else.
Now,
but
it
might not be what they all want.
Right. Now, keep in mind, exactly. Yeah. Keep in mind that polygyny, or some, I've heard it pronounced polygyny, which I don't like.
Yeah.
Is a form of polyamory where there is one man and many women.
Yeah.
Right.
Although,
and that, as long as all the women and all the men involved agree, that's polyamorous as well. It's not something that, it seems like a double standard to me. I would not have that in my life.
Right.
But that's kind of what you should be aware of, right?
I'm not sure I follow your point about bringing up that.
I don't know. When you mentioned double standard, that just came to mind. So,
I see what you're saying. So
Bridget might be thinking, we can have another woman, but or she might even be thinking...
She might be thinking, I can have someone else,
but you can't. Because to her, that's what she wants.
Right.
Now, as long as everyone else involved wants that as well, fine. But if Adam doesn't want that, he wants another partner, Candy, then that's not going to work out.
Right. Yeah. And I think that the fact that he says at the end of his question that he's afraid to talk about his feelings, it might just be apprehension, but he might be picking up on something that, hey, she's sensing what's going on here and she's not really okay with it.
He says they communicate very well and have been together for 4 years and are very close and loving. So he might know that she's going to be hurt. So that could be.
Yeah. That could be an indicator of how she'll react. But you know what? If your relationship is strong and your communication is good, you should be able to tell her, hey, I'm attracted to this other person. Of course, I still love you. And, you know, it's not going to affect my love for you to be attracted to this other person as well. But let's talk about it and let's figure this out.
Yeah.
And figure out where we're going to go from here.
Because it's important to me that you're still in my life. I love you.
Yes.
So let's figure it out. Okay.
Yeah. That's great, Mike. I really like that. I mean, we can't tell you what to do, Adam. You have to figure that out with everybody involved.
I am the puppet master.
but the one thing that we can suggest is to, you know, value honesty and put your true feelings and thoughts forward. And one thing that we discussed before the show a little bit is that Adam says in his question that the new girl Candy is kind of rather intellectual, and she and maybe the original girlfriend Bridget doesn't have
that
a lot of that interest
trait,
or inclination,
right.
and he doesn't. I mean, Adam doesn't have to say, well, oh, you know, I wish you'd be more intellectual, or I think you're not intellectual enough for me to Bridget. He can just say, well, hey, you know, I love to do these things with you. I always have fun doing this stuff with you. And Candy likes to do these things. Maybe they're books that you don't particularly enjoy reading. And I enjoy doing that with her too. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a way to put it that,
right.
that would be tactful and would be honest at the same time. So, but that's kind of just a minor diversion. I mean, we're talking about communication and honesty, and that's how all relationships work, whether they're monogamous, polyamorous.
To the extent that you're honest is to the extent that you'll be happy.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it this way, pragmatically. If you don't tell Bridget what you want, if you take the status quo here, if you just keep living and you're not sure that Bridget's happy and you're trying to hide your love with Candy, and
mm-hmm.
it's going to go downhill. There's going to be more stress involved. You're going to be worried more and more that she's going to find something out. You're going to have to stack lie upon lie if she ever finds things out that are
mm-hmm.
clues.
Mm-hmm.
If instead you say what you want and are honest, it may not work out, but you'll be done. You can move on.
And you'll
know
the truth.
And it may work out.
Right.
Right.
Right. Okay. I guess I think that's all I want to say, right?
That's all you're going to say, like, forever? Oh, she's done talking. Yes, I think we've answered this question. Actually, I hope we have. So, Adam, let us know.
Yeah, please give us a follow-up. We would be definitely interested in doing that.
Yeah, I'm very curious to know what will happen with this particular new poly threesome. So maybe, you know, it might take a week or a month or something, but let us know what happens, what you do and what the result is.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Okay. Well, and if you have your own questions about polyamory, any kind of relationships, by the way, I think Pork Therapy, I don't know, some people might hear this and think that we're like a sex show or relationship, you know, romantic relationships show exclusively, but we're not. We on the show deal with all kinds of interactions and interpersonal relationships between people. We talk about how to handle all kinds of problems with anyone, friends, lovers, bosses, family, coworkers.
Your pet.
Mm. Well,
not yet.
It's hard to communicate with a pet if you can't talk to the pet, but
the dog whisperer.
But yeah, the dog whisperer. That's what Mike is. That's what he does on the side when he's not making his millions on pork therapy.
Millions. Dog whisperer. Millions. Yes, basically any relationship, because communication is key.
Yes, communication is key, and honesty, respecting other people as individuals, and smash the state, right?
Oh, and also smash the state. Thanks for all for listening. So you can send your own questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
That's right. And you can also call us if you want to leave a voicemail with your lovely voice. 419-PT-LOVE-4 is our number. And if you want to actually call the real number,
the
and the digits and not the letters, you can call 419-785-6834.
You can
not
find all of this.
Nearly as memorable, but it works.
You can find all of this plus all our past episodes on our website, porktherapy.com. You can rate them. You can comment on them. You can comment on our show on iTunes. Mm-hmm. You can click to links to Hannah's website, who makes
our theme song.
You can click a link to Liberty Radio Network.
Yes. You can do all kinds of fun things. There's
you could spend
so
a whole
reasons.
Afternoon on our website. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Maybe not. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.